Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. There's a new website resource for teachers, completely free and full of all kinds of educational resources for the classroom. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked to Rob Chatfield about IZIT and how it can help teachers do a better job in the classroom.
IZIT.
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 IZIT.org.
I-Z-Z-I-T. Like, what is it? Or who is it? Or why is it? Is that what the name is about?
Yeah, and it really is. It's a made-up name. Apparently, somebody said it means something like critical thought in Sanskrit, but which is
Whoa.
Nice to hear. But we literally made it up as a made-up name such that it would be catchy, memorable, and nobody else would have it.
That is heavy. Mm-hmm. That Sanskrit term for deep thought. That's awesome. All right. So it's IZIT.org. IZIT.org is the website. This is an educational resource par excellence for teachers, and it is massive. I mean, I'll let you describe it, if you would, sir.
Well, we make, first of all, video education is becoming a component of classroom space. So teachers aren't just sitting in the front of the classroom or standing in front of the classroom reading off of a textbook or maybe some slides and using a chalkboard. And video education's come a long way since you and I were in school and we watch a film script that sometimes loaded and sometimes didn't. Now teachers are using video because students, first of all, there's a lot of information out there. It's been shown that students can consume and retain video better than most other formats. So it's not just teachers being lazy also and saying, oh, let somebody else teach this and pop the video in. So in terms of video education, we are a leading provider. We provide our education materials for free because we are a nonprofit to any teacher in the United States who is interested in using the material. And so not only does it come with a 15-minute video, there's also a teacher's guide. There's vocabulary lessons, writing exercises. And I like to say we're the best substitute teacher anyone could ask for.
All right. So just, you know, full disclosure, tell you how old I am. I was an AV boy. Do you know what an AV boy is?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you may be of an age. So this is I was sent down the hall to go get the TV set that we had for the junior high and wheel it on its little cart and set it up to watch, you know, a videotape, which at the time was about the size of a small briefcase. Yeah, I was that guy. I also used to set up 8mm and 16mm film projectors. So that those days are gone, right? Video is ubiquitous now. And, you know, it's interesting. So there's actual studies that say kids retain better watching a video.
They can process images faster and retain more than text.
Gotcha.
And I can't give you the exact number what it is, but it is a multiplier of a number. It's not just, oh, twice as good. It's on the magnitude of, you know, double digits better.
Well, it kind of makes sense because video engages so many different parts of the brain because there's visuals going on. There's audio going on. You know, there's a lot to it. And what's the old saying? A picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, there's 30 pictures a second in video or 60, depending. Mm-hmm.
Reading about a tornado or watching a tornado are two wholly different experiences.
Right. Right. All right. So let's go back to something you said there that I think what really kind of drew my attention to this is this resource is available to all teachers in the United States gratis, free, no charge. And there is a lot here. I mean, I'm looking at just the topics, you know, language arts, science, technology, U.S. history, government, civics, world history, geography. That's a lot. And each one of these topics is broken down into subtopics. And then there's individualized lessons on those for different grade levels. And this is all free? How is this all free? There's got to be a catch, Rob.
There's really not. We're a nonprofit, and we've been underwritten by mainly entrepreneurs. We do not receive any government funding. We're not in the Koch network, if you will. We have received money mainly from entrepreneurs and individuals who have done well and believe that basic things that should be taught in the classroom really aren't getting a fair shake in the classroom. And when I say that, you know, I like to say we talk about some of those dirty words that people don't think they can say in the classroom anymore, like capitalism, entrepreneurship, self-reliance, things where most of our stories that you'll see on these videos tend to follow a similar storyline with regards to it's about an individual overcoming something and doing well for themselves. And we think that having that positive message resonates with teachers throughout the U.S. and it resonates with the students, too.
And so and it tells these stories without, I don't know, a political slant or an ideological slant.
There's no political slant, definitely. We are nonpartisan at that note there. We would love it if both sides of the aisle picked up on our message and ran with it. Mm-hmm. Is there an ideological slant? You'd say that we slant towards the concept that the individual, that minority of one, if you will, is the person we're trying to reach. We're trying to show that person that they can rise above whatever circumstance that they're in. We completely believe in voluntary association, no coercion. We completely believe in do no harm to others, rule of law. So with regards to there, you'll see, again, underlying themes throughout most of our programming. But it's not, you know, it's not propaganda, if you will. It's not a the question I get a lot is how do you guys get this stuff into the classroom space? Like I'm trying to sneak in a six pack of natural light or something, you know. It's as I said, most of the stories really are about critical thinking, how to apply that in today's world. And as I said, usually champion entrepreneurship in the individual.
You know, I'm reminded, I'm a big history buff, and I'm reminded of stories about why a lot of times squad on squad combat Americans would beat a lot of European armies because Americans tend to go, yeah, I know what they told us to do, but here's what we're going to do. Whereas, you know, whereas other armies would be like, well, no, this is what we were told to do and we must do that. And so Americans have often thought out of the box. I mean, not, we don't have the exclusivity on that, but we're kind of, that's kind of our culture. And it sounds like that's kind of what you're espousing here.
If I had to summarize it, I'd say personal freedom, economic freedom, and political freedom. If you have those three things, then you are probably a free individual and you can do with your life what you'd like to do with it. And chances are you're going to have greater happiness than anybody else.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, is this program growing? Is it catching on? Do you guys have a lot of, you know, a lot of schools, a lot of teachers involved? And is it individual teachers or is it school districts that are getting on board?
We're happy to have school districts, but we've always looked to the teachers themselves because they're the ones who ask us for the content. And so, again, we're sort of market driven in that perspective ourselves. We want to try to provide content that we think is valuable to teachers based upon what they've told us that they're looking for. So we have over 300,000 teachers registered in our database. So these are teachers who have come to us to say we'd like to use this material. There's an independent study that we had commissioned a couple years ago estimates that we create over 11.3 million student views on an annual basis. So we're definitely out there. We're in approximately half of the public high schools and public middle schools in the U.S. has at least one of our videos. And our intention literally is just grow this. And really, people are familiar with Khan Academy, for example, with mathematics and science. And I don't think there's an equivalent for social studies. And if we had our way, we'd be that equivalent.
So what about a homeschool situation? Can parents take advantage of this as well?
Absolutely. We have homeschool parents. They're more difficult for us to market to, if you will. If I go to a social studies teachers conference, I know I'm going to see a whole bunch of social studies teachers there. The homeschool parents, though, as I said, more than happy to have them go online. They can register for free on our site also. The materials are available for them. But in terms of reaching them, it's almost like a retail one-on-one situation in terms of trying to go out and find the homeschool parents.
Unless somehow they turned on the radio and maybe heard a story about it. So there's a possibility. That could happen.
That would help tremendously.
All right. So I'm looking at a page here, and you guys sent me the one that about the press, which is fascinating. Yep. You know, it's called Read All About It. And I sat here and I watched the video. It's all right here. And then I see Read All About It format DVD streaming download, grade level 6 to 12, price $15. What's the price part?
Two reasons for that. One is that we will sell the DVDs. And by that, I mean if a donor, for example, in the Tulsa area would like to send DVDs to every teacher in the Tulsa area, we're happy to acquiesce on that one. So we sort of put a price tag out there. So if there's a fulfillment cost and somebody knows that that's what it would cost to for us to go get the mailing list and send and fulfill those DVD orders. So the price tag is on there to sort of set something up in the mind of a donor or potential supporter, but the material is available for free.
And that, again, is amazing. All the stuff for free for any teacher and even homeschool parent who would like to access it. So one last question, because I've taken up plenty of your time, Rob, but how did you start this? What was the germ? What was the epiphany? How did it get rolling?
It really, as I said, sort of started with entrepreneurs. And my background also, by the way, is for over 20 years, I was an adjunct professor of finance. And I saw that students coming into my classes, and these should be business students, by the way, you don't take a finance class by accident usually, really had a basic or little understanding of economics. And so we really started off with economic videos for classroom education and focused on that component. Our company, big proponents of Milton Friedman. And so we thought, well, what if we put the ideas of Milton Friedman into the classroom space? What would that look like? And so that was sort of the genesis. And it's really blossomed from there, as I said, to take on a variety of different topics and areas. But again, almost always you'll see those recurring underlying themes are people who are free, and people who are free to choose tend to be happier and healthier and wealthier than those who can't.
Rob Chatfield, Kia Motors has a scholarship program. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked with James Bell about how a student can qualify for the funds.
We are talking a little bit about a scholarship program for Kia, yes?
Yes, that's right. This is something we call the Great Unknowns. And the idea of this program came when we looked at our product lineup as a company, all of our vehicles, and recognized that in many ways we are a bit of a great unknown in the U.S. auto market. About 10 years ago, this company made a very conscious decision to no longer be seen as a used car alternative. That's what it kind of Kia represented, people who wanted a new car or needed a new car, even worse, but their budgets couldn't quite swing the new car they wanted, and they didn't want another used car, so you buy a Kia. That's who Kia was, but Kia is no longer. And so, again, we think that we are a bit of a great unknown in the U.S. Automotive industry, and therefore, as a way to kind of play off of that, we wanted to reward and put the headlight focus, if you will, on people around the country, students around the country, that are also great unknowns, that are, you know, doing the right thing when nobody's watching. When the lights are off, you're building yourself and building your community and doing it for the greater good rather than your own. And so we just think it's a great way to, again, introduce the new Kia to the U.S. market, but more importantly, recognize those people that are very deserving.
Okay, so the idea is to put a little money into scholarships for kids who might not normally have access to a scholarship or find it easy to get to some of that funding?
Well, you hear in study after study that a lot of potential secondary school students are, especially coming from maybe less affluent areas, are afraid of going after scholarships and taking on the student debt. I mean, it's a national problem that we have in this country, and so we're hearing more and more where students are just not embarking on that because they just think it could be a bad idea. So we wanted to relieve some of that pressure and some of that pain. So if you're a high school student or know a high school student that's a senior now or currently enrolled in a technical or vocational school, you're our person. And we have a fantastic online processing website at thegreatunknowns.org where you can get all your answers as well as start the application process. And if you're one of those people that gives it everything, just like Kia does, then we want to talk to you.
All right. So are there particular areas of study for which people can qualify for these scholarships? Your car company, engineering, or is it kind of wide open?
Yeah. We are looking for people who are chasing vocations that are going to kind of give back to the community. But having said that, we're not limiting on to that. It's really more of a spirit thing. Somebody who, is chasing a good educational pursuit is a benefit, but if they're doing it from the right place, they're doing it because they want to then, open up a new business in their hometown or provide some service within their local community that doesn't exist. that is really the person we're looking for, who has that give it everything undeniable spirit. That's the most important criteria.
All right. So the spirit to want to learn, to want to excel, to want to move forward, coupled with, you know, financial need, I think is the other main qualifier here, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, this scholarship program is being administered by a third-party group called Scholarship America, one of the most revered such organizations in the country. So, yes, financial need obviously going to be a part of that. Your educational goals are part of that, just as any scholarship would be. But this one, I think, where it separates itself is that interest in knowing people who are giving it everything, those people that are really bringing a spirit to this as opposed to just looking for financial assistance.
I thought it was interesting that Kia decided to use money that it saved on Super Bowl advertising. I think.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how that worked and how that came about.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So when I think back to last part of 2018, as we were working on our Super Bowl ad, we had set aside about $1 million. For a potential celebrity to be a part of our campaign. You know, for the last 10 years, Kia has been at the Super Bowl. We've worked with Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, Melissa McCarthy, lots of big stars, and great ad campaigns, entertaining, very very good stuff. But we just felt something different this year in the air. We thought maybe to celebrate a celebrity is maybe not the right thing to do in the country today when we have so many divisions kind of pulling us apart. Let's celebrate the normal people, and that's where this all came together. So we took that $1 million and set it aside and made no phone calls to any agents or any celebrities, and instead decided let's do this scholarship that we can really help reward those great unknowns across the country.
Still had a Super Bowl ad though, right? If I remember.
Oh yeah. It was actually the stars of the show were people in and around West Point, Georgia. Which is where our factory is that's making three of our most popular vehicles and highest quality vehicles, I might add. Our celebrities were people that you didn't know until you saw the commercial.
All right, so let's go back to what you started with a little bit, Kia being the great unknown. I think when people hear Kia, they go, yeah, that's some kind of foreign car, but they don't really know that much about the company. And
I'm
guessing that this is, you know, part of this is to kind of get a little more awareness of you know, the background and the corporate history. Is that true?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Thank you for bringing it up that way. I think you're completely right. We've been in the U.S. market for 25 years, which, you know, compared to Ford or Toyota or Chevrolet is nothing. And I think, as I said earlier, you know, we came into the market as just kind of being this economy cheap car alternative. But the company is now making world-class products that we'll put up against anything in the market today, and in many cases exceed expectations. And so, you know, and we're doing that with product. We're not doing it with an ad campaign. We're not doing it with a slogan. We're doing it with fantastic cars and SUVs. And so, yeah, we think it's a good time to reintroduce, or to your point, introduce the U.S. market to what Kia is and who we are and how we are not who we once were. Not that we're hiding from that history. We know who we were. We just know we want to be better. And that's the kind of person we're looking for the scholarship.
So for those who don't know, Kia is headquartered in Seoul, South Korea.
That's right.
And like you said, entered the U.S. market about 25 years ago. As, you know, I think back to when I was a kid in, you know, the 70s. I think it was Subaru was the one that was kind of filled that niche of, well, I can't really afford a Mustang, but I can get one of these little guys and still have a new car. Kia fulfilled that niche for a while, but they've really moved on from that. And you mentioned, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think what we're seeing when we look at the U.S. market going forward, you know, inevitably we're going to see competitors coming in from China. And so it was imperative that every brand kind of raise their game and become better. And you know, what that does is leave some space kind of in the lower rungs of the ladder, so to speak, for Chinese competitors. But so it's really incentivized every car company to up their game and become even better.
James Bell with Kia Motors. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interviews. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.